All right, Dylan Wright, man, Jess Pettis goes to the hospital. You're so good here. Everyone's just like, you're 32 down. You're going to get 50, and you're going to get the points lead, and it is going to be awesome. And then that first moto happened. Take us through it.
Yeah, obviously bummer seeing Jess go down. I seen him in, kind of there in the second.
You stopped, right?
Yeah, I didn't stop while he's on the track. I'm not going to be that guy with, you know, looking over him while he's on the ground. But I stopped after the finish. He was in the side-by-side. Yeah. I was like, hey, man, you're all good. Like, it just sucks. Sucks to go out like that. I've been in the same position. Yeah. It's horrible. I mean, unfortunately, it's part of our sport. I mean, you know that, but just sucks that, you know, you want to beat the guy straight up. He's been riding great this year, and I mean, hats off to him. Hopefully, he's all right. Yeah, and like you say, first moto, honestly, I just kind of went out. I've got a first hole shot in a long time, so that was kind of cool. And thanks to Chris Hymus, he's doing all my stuff. So he dialed me in. So we finally got a hole shot for Chris. And yeah, it was just kind of riding around, honestly. Yeah. It's hot, and I was like, got to save some energy for the second moto. So I got out front, and I didn't know what to do with myself. So I'm like, okay, well, let's just kind of cruise around, see how fast we need to go. And then, gas tank cracked and again.
Okay, so they were, like, saying they didn't know if the crash was caused by tank breaking, running out of fuel, or the guy hit it. Like, but you're pretty sure it was a bike. I watched it. It looked weird. Like, it just shut off on you. So it did, to me, look like a bike thing.
Oh, it was 100% a bike thing. Right. Yeah.
So I came no doubt in your mind.
No, it was a bike thing. I came out of that corner. Yep. I went to get on the throttle, and I'm like, it like didn't go.
Yep.
And I'm like, am I in like fifth gear or something? Like, did I miss a shift?
Right.
So I shifted down going into that jump, right? Because it's all those rollers. You rode yesterday,
So
the rollers, it kind of it blurbled and then just like shut off right off the face. But at that point, I'm like too far out to, like, I got to go for it. And then as soon as it went out, I tried to hop. I got my knees hooked in the bars and then full-on ragdoll.
Okay.
And then, the bike wouldn't start.
So we think the tank cracked, you lost fuel is what we think.
I think so. Yeah, if I'm a betting man, that's what I'm betting it on. Yeah. Because the bike wanted to fire again. Mm-hmm. Like, when I got up, I was like, try to get it going.
Then your muffler was destroyed.
Yeah, even it just wouldn't go. Like, even it started, but then it just kind of sputters out.
Okay.
So I don't really know what happened, but if I'm a betting man, we cracked a tank again.
Okay.
Bummer. And I mean, it's a reputable company. A lot of teams use those tanks, so it's something weird.
No, they're an awesome company. Like, we've run them for probably 8 years now.
We have an HRC tank coming, but it's stuck in customs.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Okay. Yeah, Lars, come on. Like, no, that's the kind of the other bummers.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to have one of the factory tanks from the U.S.,
right,
especially for this round, because it's even bigger than the than the carbon one.
Mm-hmm.
And, so then for the second moto, obviously, I'm like, you know, I don't want to go out there again and bang my head. So I was like,
were you hurt at all from that crash, by the way? Because it was a good one.
Just dazed, hit my head a little bit, rang the bell, just dazed a little bit, not too bad. I mean, there's one good thing about here: when you crash, it is a little softer,
so
it's not as bad, but I mean, it still sucks.
So second moto, fuel stop, and then Noof was telling me it was super pressurized and
it was insane. It was I don't think we thought that one through, because we were practicing the pits before, because I told him, I'm like, we're just running a stock tank. I know it goes about 28 minutes, right? Because in Florida, the guys laugh at me because I'm going out with my fuel bottle.
Right.
So I said, hey, I got the fuel bottle in the truck.
Yep.
So I said, go grab that. And then we ended up finding a quick fill, like Enduro tank.
Okay. Yeah.
So I was like, oh, sick, even better. We pull in, and it's hot as balls today, so it was pressurized.
No, there's still something more going on with that. That shouldn't be that bad, I don't think, in my experience. Like, you're going to have pressure, but there's something else with that check valve or something.
Yeah, because in Florida, it'll boil, right? And when I pull it off, there's a little bit of pressure, but it never shoots out like that. Like, that
Noof
was
said
like,
anybody
knows a hot radiator where you undo the cap? That's kind of what it was. And my poor mechanic blew his glasses and his hat right off. It went up his nose, out his mouth, so he swallowed some Pro 6. And I got it like all over me in my helmet, and it's hot, right? So I'm sitting there breathing all this Pro 6 in. I'm just like, I gotta go. I'm about to pass out from fumes here, boys. Like, I'm like, get this pit stop.
What
done.
A shit show.
Yeah, we didn't think that part through, but we got it done.
I mean, you had a big enough lead. At different times, you were going 6 seconds faster than second and third a lap. And I'm next level. So you weren't really in danger of losing the lead, but what a disaster that was.
Yeah, I just knew I had to get about, when we did it in the pits, it was about 12 seconds.
Okay.
So my goal was to get to 20. And then we were going to stop like two laps after halfway. So when I got to like 26, I was like, okay, I can chill even with a couple laps, get the halfway board.
Yep.
And it's hot, so I'm like, I don't want to gas myself early.
Yep.
And then after the pit stop, still end up having 12 seconds or so. So I'm like, okay, I can kind of cruise it in. But
you've done a lot of gophers. where does this one rank for roughness and heat and everything else? I mean, obviously, you did 2 3/4 moto, but how where does this one rank?
Yeah, the other one.
One and three quarter.
The other one, I had 4 laps to go, which is a bummer. Yeah. I don't know. It wasn't one of the most gnarly ones. Like, we definitely had some gnarly. The heat's gnarly. Yeah. I think that's what the worst part is. I didn't really think the track was super crazy rough. Like, you could actually still pop over stuff and get some kind of doubles and stuff in, whereas other years, like, you feel like you could bury the bike in them. So I think that was okay, but the heat was next level. Yeah. Like, and I don't think it's like it's hot. Like, you know, you're used to being hot, but for us up here, we don't get it very often. Yeah. So when it hits, it's like extra, because we're used to, like, U.S. guys a lap, but we're used to like 25, 26 degrees, feel like 30 with the humidity and stuff. So when it gets hot, we're just not used to it as much. Yeah. But yeah, it's a good one.
Okay, second moto, gate drops, and you come up. You got to work your way up. Bad gate pick. You see the 29. Cowie out there.
Out front.
Yeah, out front.
Yeah, Philip.
What are we thinking? Are we wondering about it? Are we?
Well, I didn't really know what Phil we were going to get, because I heard he thought he broke his legs in the first moto, but Phil's a little dramatic, so I'm like, yeah, whatever, we'll see. And then, I don't think he enjoyed his life today by the sounds of it. Yeah. He got a crash in practice and was struggling. And then he went up high in a berm, and I cut down, and I was like, I'm going for it. Sorry, Phil. Yeah. Like, if we meet at the end, we're going to meet at the end. I'm like,
kind of sad performance. I was looking forward to a little more from our guy.
Me for the points, though. Yeah, it's okay. Well, I mean.
So rumor has it he is tied for the red plate with Jess now.
He is. Yeah, he is. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how you have that kind of day and are tied for the red plate, but I mean, if it's a Phil thing, I mean, my luck's going the complete opposite. He's like seeing the gold at the end of the rainbow, or fucking leprechaun over there or something.
Listen, this is really shitty for you, because you should have been 50 points in the red plate and been 20 up, let's say. But this is for us. This thing's tightening up. Like, we got Phil and Jess. You are how many back?
I don't do the point. 9 or something.
Yeah. And then Amiot, I guess, is right behind you.
Could be.
Tanner's in
Tanner
the.
Tanner should be right in there.
Yeah, like, dude, this is really good.
Yeah, it's awesome. I wish I would have got the 50 points and been up 16.
Right.
But
not awesome for you and Noof and all that. But
it's one of those years, you know, it's. You roll with the punches, Steven. Yeah. You know the sport. Yeah. You know, sometimes it's – you can ride the highest of highs. We were talking last night. And you ride the highest of highs for – we went 5 years without really any problems. And then last year that, and then this year some bike issues. I mean, it's part of the game.
Yep.
We're racing dirt bikes. We're pushing these dang things to the limit. And we're going fast. So it's all part of the game. We just need to be better.
Oh, wait. I got two more questions. So you rode your backup bike for Moto 2, something that you guys can do up here.
Yep.
Is there any difference? Was it exactly the same? I don't know what the budget's like where you know, if you have slight differences or no.
No, they're identical. Okay. So that's one thing that's cool with our team is we do have two identical race bikes. The only thing was that I was running a new shock this weekend.
Okay.
So I went from a -1 shock to a normal shock.
Okay.
And then so we just had to, before the race, have the bike buttoned up. And I was like, hey, boys, you mind swapping that shock real quick?
Yeah, okay, so you did shock.
Yeah. So I just swapped the shock. And then, we did a couple fuel and that fuel tank, obviously.
Yeah.
And we did some pit stops.
Yeah.
NASCAR, change of tire.
So we think, you know, however this goes, win or lose, we think we're going to see you at the last two AMA races?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. That's the plan. Yeah. I need to call Lars and come up with the plan and go do it. I think, like I said, Chance is going to come to Deschambeau. I think he's going to come help me at the last two, kind of be my spotter guy.
Yeah,
you know, because the HRC guys have two guys already out there. So it'd be nice to have my own little pit crew.
There you go.
So give him something to do. So I think it'll be good.
All right. Well, hey, bummer deal for you. Good deal for us. And we'll have good luck the rest of the year.
Yeah, thanks. If you could just let Lars know the tank, I mean, we could use it.
We need another one.